Welcome to Tuesday, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock. And I want to share a story with you. Buddy of mine, several years back, was over at his house, and his wife had made spaghetti and meatballs. And it smelled fantastic. I mean, just homemade sauce, you know, simmering it for hours and makes the meatballs themselves and drops them into the sauce and lets them cook all day. You know what I'm talking about, the good stuff.
Uh-huh. I have a neighbor who's a very good cook, and I can smell when her kitchen is going.
That's when you drop by. Hey, can I borrow a cup of whatever it is that's on the stove?
Yes.
So one of the first times I'm over there for dinner and big old bowl of spaghetti and meatballs, and he goes to the refrigerator. I think, oh, yeah. Going to get out the proverbial can of Parmesan cheese, you know, that I think we make it right here in Wausau, don't we?
Right.
There's a factory that puts it together. No, that's not what he reached for. Nope. Guess what he reached for?
Tabasco?
No, that had made sense, too. I like a little heat. I like a little heat in my pasta. Nope. Reach for the ranch dressing.
To pour on top of the spaghetti and meatballs?
Yes. He poured ranch salad dressing on top of the spaghetti and meatballs. I looked at him and I went, What have you done? What is the matter with you? I said, this is awesome. I said, you've just ruined it. First of all, ranch dressing is an abomination in of itself. There's no need for ranch dressing.
You've been banned from Hidden Valley, haven't you?
I can't stand ranch dressing. If you're going to eat wings and celery and that kind of, blue cheese, all right?
I agree. If given the choice, I'm disappointed when blue cheese is not one of the options.
Exactly.
You are few and far between.
I will not. I will not go to a salad bar that does not have blue cheese on the salad bar. So anyway, I look at his wife. I said, "What? Why? Why?" She goes, "I know he does this all the time, and he would do weird other food combinations."
Well, it's like the people who put ketchup on everything.
Yes. All right. So and then I relayed the story to my wife when we were married, and she said, "Oh yeah." And I think it was her grandfather that would eat peanut butter, tomato, and sliced cheese sandwiches. Yeah.
I may have to try that.
So do you guys have any weird food combinations or anything that you like or that somebody in your immediate family, you've actually seen them eat?
Well, my father-in-law used to put ketchup on everything. I mean, everything.
Ugh.
I put ketchup on scrambled eggs. Is that weird?
That is a little odd, but
I've heard of that. It's not unheard of.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people put...
Not all the time, but occasionally.
You know, anytime I go and have breakfast and they'll, you know, I get a big old plate of hash browns, like, would you like ketchup? I'm like,
I don't put ketchup on hash browns.
No. That's why I bought hash browns and not french fries.
Yeah.
If I want to put ketchup on, I'll buy french fries.
Ketchup is fine for hamburger.
Yeah.
Ketchup should not be anywhere near your steak.
No, I agree. I completely agree. If you're going to do some kind of sauce, Heinz 57 is not a bad sauce, but you've got to have a bad steak to put sauce on it. If you have to put sauce on your steak, you've got a bad steak.
Or it was prepared wrong.
True. Yeah, it could be just horrible and tough, and I got to do something, so I'm going to turn the steak into a sauce delivery device. Well, Reddit.com had a kind of a discussion yesterday on the weirdest, most bizarre foods that people eat, and I'm about to give you the top eight. Would you try any of these? Number eight, mustard on oatmeal.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
No. Not even honey mustard.
No.
Not honey mustard. Number seven, goldfish crackers and milk as breakfast cereal.
I bet there are kids that have made that mistake.
Sure.
You know, the goldfish could kind of look like a Captain Crunch or what have you.
One bite will tell you that was a mistake as well.
Pepper on top of chocolate ice cream.
No. No,
well, the hot ice cream flavors these days are salty, salty caramel, salty
but
things.
Pepper on ice cream? Mm. A sandwich with bananas and ketchup on wheat bread.
Now, bananas and ketchup should not go together.
No, I agree.
Bananas are pretty much a standalone item.
Unless you put them with peanut butter.
Now, here's what I love this. Banana, peanut butter, and butter. Oh.
Banana?
Peanut butter and butter?
Peanut butter, butter, and banana.
Oh, your cardiologist loves you.
Peanut butter, and banana sandwiches, man. And then, if you really want to make it good.
Elvis?
Grill it.
Oh, jeez.
No, if you want it with Elvis, you got to put some bacon on that sucker.
Oh, man.
That's the Elvis sandwich right there. Oh, peanut butter, and banana. Try it. It's awesome. All right. Number five. Number four, peanut butter and jelly on jalapeno cheese bread. Mm-mm.
I can't handle the heat.
That would be, you know, Mm-mm. A little bit different, but that's not crazy.
I would go so far as to have it on sourdough bread, but not.
Oh, you're living on the wild side, man.
Back off, buddy. I'm dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Number three is ketchup mixed into Coke.
No.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Oh,
come on.
Yeah, I was just remembering. My sister used to put cream in Pepsi. Put a little cream in the Pepsi and drink
that.
That's
sort of like a vanilla Coke,
I
right?
I guess. My sisters were weird. If I had
ketchup
time,
and Coke. Now, who in the world would even think about doing that?
That had to be a mistake. It's like, oh, hey, pass me the ketchup. And right in the bottom, it's like, oh, I got to drink it anyway. I just paid $2.50 for it. I'm going to drink it anyway. Number two, pasta with brown sugar.
If you're a sugar fiend, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. And then this one just is disgusting of the sliminess of it. Canned asparagus, which, first of all, right there is enough to make you gag.
Right.
Fresh asparagus is delicious.
You could get asparagus any time at the grocery store. There's no reason for it to come out of a can.
There's no reason to eat canned asparagus. Canned asparagus and mayonnaise.
Ugh.
Canned asparagus and mayonnaise. Maybe it's like the poor man's, what's the sauce I'm trying to think of?
Bernaise sauce.
Thank you. Poor man's Bernaise. Yeah,
Bernaise sauce.
A poor man's béarnaise or hollandaise sauce, but canned asparagus? Listen, I hated asparagus when I was a kid because my parents always made it out of the can. And
that is gross.
And the first time I saw grilled asparagus with a steak, I'm like, well, that doesn't look like asparagus. That actually looks appetizing. And then I tried it. It's like, oh, that's delicious.
I was like that with broccoli. I was given as a young kid lots of frozen broccoli, which is not good.
Yeah.
Then my grandmother came. She'd fry up fresh broccoli in a pan with a little bit of garlic.
That's still not good.
Oh, no, that's delicious.
Okay. I'm almost the same way. My mom cooked vegetables, and when she would cook a vegetable, it meant boiling it until it was pale green, that army green, and mushy.
Uh-huh.
And so for the longest time, I hated vegetables. It was disgusting.
That color has a name. It's called janitorial
green. Yeah. And then one time I went somewhere, and there was steamed broccoli with just a little bit of butter and salt on it. And I was like, oh, this is a vegetable. And the same with carrots. I had carrots one time. My mom would cook carrots until they just fell into the fork. You'd pick them up with a fork, and they would disintegrate. And finally, I tried one that was sauteed in a little bit of butter and brown sugar. Oh, my God. It's like I have discovered food. All right, there it is. So if you have disgusting stories, I'm getting ready to put this one up on Facebook. Seth Mila, WSAU.
Yeah, try to make us gag and throw up. Call in and give us your worst food items that you eat.
That's not the direction I was going in, but fine if that's the way you want to go. No, just if you have a weird food combination, I'm going to put this story up on Seth Mila, WSAU. Check it out. If you have a weird food combination, share it with us, if you would, please.
My friend has hand soap that smells like coconut, which is great. Very nice. Unless your hands are dirty from coconuts. Then it's a disaster. It's the worst soap possible. I can't tell if I made any progress in this situation. This is how my hands started out. This sucks. You see somebody smelling their hand, I feel like there's never a good story behind that. It just looks negative, you know? If you try to make it look positive, it looks even worse. You see a guy who's like... Let's go talk to that guy. He's pretty happy about whatever he put his hand in. No good. If you're on a bus and you want to save that seat next to you, open. People are getting on, just smell your hand as they walk by. How you doing? You want to take a whiff of this? What is this? This good? You can sit here, by the way. Is this human? What is this?
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.